So Barbara, tell us a bit about yourself.
So I'm Barbara, I'm 24 years old, and right now I'm a European Solidarity Corps volunteer with Volunteer Now. Embarked on this project for a year after almost doing my master's on chemical engineering, because I just needed a break and to feel like other skills would be useful. And luckily I found this opportunity and just jumped right in.
Mm-hmm. And what are your other passions?
So my free time is pretty much all dedicated to photography. Right now I know that I want to photograph people and hear their stories, hear what motivates them and create art with them. So I mostly shoot people or really concept that I really like and feel inspired to. Other projects, I think I want to feel useful in every topic. So anything that I'm aware of, I would like to explore, such as environmental policies or sustainability and branding, to learn and want to create and further explore.
And when did you first volunteer with Volunteer Now? Like, how did it happen?
So exploring the opportunities for Solidarity Corps program, I knew that I wanted to do something related to either marketing or image content. And that's my first connection, because I saw the opening, the opportunity to work with Volunteer Now. And I kind of joined in September. And since then, we've been doing little things, but always with the team.
And what do you like about your placement?
I think what I like most is the opportunity to work in different settings. Since then, I've done image content, but I've also worked with people, with the events team. I've met people outside our team, and that's really nice, the opportunity to see how the people in Northern Ireland actually are.
Are there any funny stories or interesting moments from your volunteering journey that you would like to share with us today?
I think the most surprising moments are those that people actually want to hear about us, because we say, yes, I'm a volunteer, or saying, oh, I'm an international volunteer working here. And they say, oh, how exactly did you do that? And other things, probably every time that I go to the vaccination centers, I have a lady complimenting my hair. And at first I didn't even know how to react. They were like, the lady just stopped and I was trying to explain how she had to stay for 15 minutes and so on. And she just stared at me and was like, I'm so sorry, I'm just looking at your hair. And I was like, okay, what do I do with this? Waiting for it? Like, who's going to be in this shift? Who will it be? But that's really funny, and that's how you see. There's a lot of personalities like that. The people that ask if we can deliver coffee as well. There's people, I don't know, asking where I'm from, because the accent is very interesting. They're like, so just moments that you don't really expect.